Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Sheni Daf Hey, and we're starting about six lines up from the bottom with the words Im Chal and Meister Sheni Al Simon Vechulu. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And in Vilna Tzurus Daf, it's right at the beginning of Gimel Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that one's not a Mechal Meister Sheni, he can't transfer the kedusha of his Meister Sheni onto an Asimon, which is a blank coin. It's the shape, size, and weight of a regular coin, but it doesn't have a picture on it. It's called an Asimon. Now the Gemara clarifies Masis into like Reb Daisar Mishnah Zalik Reb Daisar. The Tanuvi of Abrasa tells us Mechal and Meister Sheni Al Asimon did Reb Daisar. Reb Daisar holds one could be Mechal Meister Sheni onto an Asimon, and this is obviously only if that Asimon is somewhat usable. It does have a little bit of value, even though it doesn't actually have the form, the image of the coin on it, since it still has the weight of the silver. One is allowed to Mechal Meister Sheni onto it. However, Chal Meister the Chal Aser completely. In my time with Reb Daisar, what's Reb Daisar's source for this? That's because the pasuk tells us Vitzarto Akesef is in regards to the money of Meister Sheni. And what do we learn from this word Vitzarto? Davar Shu Nitzar Mechaveroi. This is something that's bundled in a person's hand. He's saving it from his friend, meaning so that his friend doesn't take it. Namely, he wants to make sure that no one steals it. And this asimain does have some sort of value, so it's nitzar in his hand from his friend, making sure no one takes it, and therefore one's allowed to mechal onto it. Now the proper gear says to add in the words ma'atam derabanan. What's rabanan's source? That's because they learn from the same pasuk v'tzarto akasef. What do they learn from here? Diyash letzura. It has to have a tzura, an image. That's what they learn from the word v'tzarto. And v'yotza gav tzurasai. It's used because of its image, and that only refers to a regular coin. The reason why you could use your money in the store, it's not because it's worth its weight in silver. Obviously, it does have to be worth its weight in silver, but it's because it has that stamp of the king or whatever the image is on it. That's the reason why they accept it in the store, and that's the only type of money that's allowed to be used for chil meister sheni. Hamad Beis continue with this. Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Devar Reb Daisa, according to Reb Daisa, mechal and meister a litra shel kasef. One's allowed to mechal meister sheni onto a litra of kasef. A litra is just a piece of silver. It's not even an asimain. Again, an asimain is a blank coin, so it looks exactly like a coin. It feels like it. It's the same shape and size and weight. It just doesn't have the image. Whereas a litra shel kasef is just a piece of silver that happens to be the same weight as a silver coin, but it doesn't look anything like a coin. And even this, says Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Reb Daisa holds one is allowed to be mechal meister sheni onto, because it does have some sort of value. If you go into the store and it's the only thing you have on you, the store owner will accept it from you, even though he's not going to be happy. He'll grumble about it and make faces. He'll still take it from you. And now we clarify, ilu amar litra, that's a proper girsa. If the quote would have been, the one can be mechal meister sheni onto a litra without the word kasef, havinan amrin, I would say, k'shem she'amar kasef kacham rezov, that the same way one can be mechal meister sheni onto litra of kasef, one can be mechal meister sheni onto litra of zov. But that's not true, because if one has the litra of zov in his pocket, a storekeeper will not take it from him. And furthermore, ilu amar kasef, if we would have said the Reb Daisa holds that one could be mechal meister on kasef without the word litra, havina marin af shivri ka'aris v'tamchuyin, then we would have said he's even including broken pieces of plates and dishes, and obviously these are silver plates and dishes. We would have thought Reb Daisa allows chil onto even those, and therefore hava litra shel kasef. That's a proper gear, so take out the word mehen. That's why we said litra shel kasef to be very clear that the only thing Reb Daisa allows one to be mechal meister sheni onto, besides for an asimon obviously and regular money, is a litra of kasef, not a litra of zahav, and not regular kasef if it's not a litra. And continuing, we had said al asimon, so we have this machlekas Reb Daisa and the rabbanon whether one can mechal meister sheni onto an asimon. However, hakol moed, then everyone agrees she'ein mechal noisai, one is not a mechal meister sheni al hamois hanusunais simin la'olyar, onto money that's given as a simon to the olyar, the bathhouse attendant. When a person wanted to pay for the public bathhouse, the bathhouse attendant, this olyar, would take coins even though they were inferior and they were technically worth less than their face value. The coin might have been stamped as a sella, but maybe it's rubbed out or dented and it's not really worth that full sella. Nonetheless, the olyar would take it. So this is something even Reb Daisa holds one is not a mechal meister sheni onto. Now for the clarification of this, hadad the tamar kederach shein yafin etzol olyar, one is not a mechal meister sheni onto them based on the value they're accepted for at the olyar. Because again, as we said, this olyar, the bathhouse attendant, even though he's supposed to be paid a sella, for example, he'll take a coin that looks like a sella but's worth less than it. So he accepts it at its face value, even though it's worth less. And you're not allowed to mechal your meister sheni in such a way. Aval kederach shein yafin ala termasar mechalal. But for the value that it's worth at the termasar, the guy that sells beans, one is allowed to mechal it. Namely, these bean seller will also take this coin, which is not really full value, but he doesn't accept it at full value. If the coin says a sella and has that stamp on it, but it's worth a little bit less, he accepts it for a little bit less than its value, meaning at its real true value. And in such a way, one is able to mechal his meister sheni for a little bit less than its value. Onto other types of coins, matbeya shenifsal v'hamachz mekablasai. Let's say a coin is puzzled, taken out of circulation, but the king, the government, will accept it. Meaning if you take this coin and you try to pay for something in the store, it's not going to be accepted. But if you bring it to the bank, they'll take it from you and exchange it for the newer coin. Rabbi Yossi says, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, kasimon, that's just like an asimon, and one is allowed to mechal meister sheni onto it. Rabbi Chiya says, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, that no, but Matbeah Shel Malachim HaRishonim, there's like a coin of earlier kings, which even according to Reb Daisa is not allowed to be used because it's completely out of circulation. And Neymar, this tells us, Im HaYoyetz HaGav Tzurasai Mechal V'mlav Eina Mechalel, if it's able to be used because of the image on it, so one could be Mechal's Ma'aser Sheni onto it. If not, he can't be Mechalel. Onto another case, Matbeah Shel Marad, a coin from a rebellion, Kegon Ben Kuziva, for example, Ben Kuziva, who's also known by another name, Bar Kochba. We know that he successfully rebelled against the Romans for 2.5 years, leading Am Yisrael, and even Rabbi Kiva for a time thought that he was Mashiach, and in those days a coin was minted with his image on it. So such coins are not allowed to be used because they're from rebellion, and they never really were valid in the first place, and for sure after the rebellion they're not valid either. And so with such coins, Ein Mechalel, one is not allowed Mechalel's Ma'aser Sheni onto them. What about the following? Hayloi Mayus Shel Yayin Nesech, that's proper girsa. Let's say a person has money of Yayin Nesech, which we know the wine is Aser, and the money is Aser as well. What happens with this money? Also of the Kumir of Imi, a story came to Rabbi Imi, and Omar, he said, these coins have to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. One is allowed to use them, and one is allowed to Mechalel's Ma'aser Sheni onto them. Onto Vav and Ralph on top, Hayloi Mayus Shel Diskanis, that's proper girsa. Let's say he had this type of money, which was from the time period of this king, Diskanis, and even though the coin's been discontinued, people still are able to use it. Is he allowed to Mechalel's Ma'aser Sheni onto it? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi says, B'shem Rebavo, Mechal and Kederach Shein Yofen, it's allowed to Turmasar. He's allowed to Mechalel's Ma'aser Sheni onto it, the same way that it's accepted by the Turmasar. As we said previously, just like the Turmasar accepts this coin, but for the lower value that it is, not for the face value, so too you can Mechalel's Ma'aser Sheni onto it for the lower value. And furthermore, Bikesh Leitzion, when a person wants to use them in Yerushalayim, meaning when he takes these coins in Yerushalayim and he's going to be buying food with them, Mechal on Kederach Shu Mechal Alehen, he uses them the same way that he used Mechal Ma'aser Sheni onto them. And just like he used Mechal, a lower value of Ma'aser Sheni onto them in the first place, so too when he buys food with them, he buys food based off of the lower value that they are and not based off the higher value of the face value of the coin. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.